Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio in, where are we?
Digital Ignition in Alpharetta. Was that a test?
It was a test, and you passed with flying colors. That is John Ray. John, good morning. I'm Mike Salmon. Great to be back here. It seems like it's been forever since I did a show here because we were off last week, and then I had a conflict the week before, so here I am. I hope to remember, you know, to do it right.
I'm glad you know who you are and who I am.
Some days, right? I have no idea.
So, well, we hopefully you got it figured out, but we've got some good guests to know too, right?
For the benefit of our guests, hopefully we will get it figured out.
That's right.
We've got three great folks here in the studio representing three different companies that we want to talk about and get the word about the great work they're doing. Joining us from the Golf Club of Georgia, Horseshoe Bend Country Club, we have Jacqueline Welch. We also have Mike Kipnis with Mass Mutual, the Piedmont Group, and David Craig from Tap and Six here in the studio. We're going to start with Jacqueline. Jacqueline, you're with the Golf Club of Georgia, Horseshoe Bend Country Club. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
Tell us about the golf courses and what's special about the Golf Club of Georgia and Horseshoe Bend.
Both golf courses are located here in the North Fulton area, so Horseshoe Bend Country Club in Roswell and the Golf Club of Georgia in Alpharetta, and both have recently been renovated. So we have a lot of exciting things going on. I look forward to talking to you about.
Well, that's exciting. Tell us about the renovations at golf clubs, at the golf courses.
So the owner of both Horseshoe Bend Country Club and the Golf Club of Georgia saw a huge opportunity to transform the Atlanta, if not in the state, starting with Horseshoe Bend in 2011 and then with the Golf Club of Georgia in 2014. His vision was to transform both of these clubs into a state-of-the-art facility while making sure that they were welcoming to all and that we made sure to take care of the past while we were enriching the future.
Okay, so there's, Jacqueline, been a pretty big investment, so talk about that.
Yeah, so this vision, it took about $70 million between the two clubs. Horseshoe Bend Country Club is a full country club, so golf, tennis, swim facilities. The Golf Club of Georgia is a golf facility with a social aspect as well. So both clubhouses received stunning transformations and social spaces, and the Golf Club of Georgia has a great banquet facility, and all three golf courses between the two clubs were redesigned by golf course architect Bob Cupp, made a little more difficult for those who call the flat bellies, and made more playable and fair for all. Horseshoe Bend's tennis facility, we renovated it to include two European clay courts, four hard-true clay courts, seven deco cushioning hard courts, and four 10 and under courts for the little ones. So we have a huge junior program there. And in 2015, it was recognized by the United States Tennis Association as one of the top rated renovated facilities for 2015. And then Horseshoe Bend also has our swim facility renovated to make it much more resort style, like with a water playground for the little ones, a junior Olympic swimming pool for our swim team, and an adult only facility for those wanting a little more quiet.
Cool.
Now, sounds like they changed everything, John.
I know.
That's great.
They don't have enough over there. It doesn't sound like to me. But, Mike has no reason to ask this question, but I want to get straight to, because he's a scratch golfer. So I want to get to the golf.
The tennis is what gets me excited. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to the golf academy because that's something new as well. So talk about that golf academy you have at the Golf Club of Georgia.
Absolutely. The Golf Academy is named or will be named after Hall of Fame golf course architect Bob Cupp, who I mentioned redesigned both of our facilities, the one course at Horseshoe Bend Country Club and the two courses Lakeside and Creekside at the Golf Club of Georgia. This was one of his last projects, was this vision for our practice facility at the Golf Club of Georgia, which hosts a double-sided practice facility with Zoysia fairways, Zoysia target greens. And on the rear of that practice facility is where Bob envisioned this full training and practice facility where all players could learn and improve their game. It's there that he designed a 9-hole executive course, putting green, bunker practice area, chipping area, and the teaching academy. So all other areas opened earlier this year, with the exception of the academy, which will open in the spring. What makes this facility so special is really its investment in technology. We have all the latest and greatest gadgets to offer our members and our students. One of the most prestigious would be Robo Golf Pro. There's only about 17 in the country. It's a robot that teaches a golf swing. So, I know, kind of crazy. But the student holds onto a club while the robot takes the student through the proper swing. And then the PGA professional can adjust those movements in order to make sure that they're learning or perhaps exaggerating an aspect of the swing that the student may be working on. And it increases the speed at which you can learn the game. So great tool. We also will have the Swing Catalyst video analysis, which is a 3-camera system, which will capture the player's swing at 500 frames per second. And we'll have the Swing Catalyst balance plate, Swing Catalyst 3D motion plate, 2 TrackMan units. And the TrackMan's really great as well. It uses Doppler radar to calculate ball speed and club parameters, such as speed, direction, distance, and spin. And then we'll have a full fitting facility there as well.
Jacqueline, let me get to some of the basics. First of all, Golf Club of Georgia and Horseshoe Bend Country Club. Give us the locations for those that are not familiar with where you're located.
Sure. Horseshoe Bend Country Club is located just off of Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell, Georgia. So that's our full country club facility. The Golf Club of Georgia is located off of Windward, about 2 miles east of 400 in Alpharetta, Georgia. And that's our more golf focused.
Having grown up in the Roswell area, very familiar with Horseshoe Bend. I know it's a community of homes as well. Is the Golf Club of Georgia also a community of homes?
Yes, they
so
both are.
Do you need to be you don't need to be a resident to be a member of these clubs. So you can live anywhere and still join.
Correct. You can live anywhere and still join.
Okay. And talk about memberships and how that works.
Sure. Memberships available at both facilities. Horseshoe Bend, there are certainly different types of memberships from social, swim, tennis, and even different levels for golf, depending upon the primary's age. And at the Golf Club of Georgia, we have golf memberships, again, depending on the age, and also our social membership. And then for those not living in the area, we have a national membership at both facilities as well.
You're the general manager for both clubs?
Yes, sir.
How do you split time among two different places like that?
It can be a little tricky at times, but I actually live in the Horseshoe Bend area, so that one's pretty convenient to swing by and stop in. I have about 3 years ahead on that one. That one was acquired in 2011, so processes and systems are in place there and rolling. I have a great team of managers who keep me informed day to day of what's going on. And I do spend most of my time at the Golf Club of Georgia. That one was acquired in 2014. So it's a little newer coming out of renovations currently.
I do have to ask, are you a golfer yourself?
I am a golfer.
How did you end up where you are today?
I took a sport management route through college. I grew up around the game. My younger brother was better than I, and as a very competitive older sister, I quickly gave up the game at an early age. Out of college, moved back to the Atlanta area, worked in business, and then found my way to the golf courses. And at that time, I knew I had to relearn the game. So took it back up again in 2009. And although I don't get to play as frequently as I'd like, I do enjoy the game.
Now, Jacqueline, there's a big event that the Golf Club of Georgia hosts called the Georgia Cup. Talk about that event, what it's all about. Can the public attend?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Georgia Cup started in 2008 is when the Georgia Cup first started. And our first competitors were Matt Kuchar, name you probably probably recognize.
He's that Georgia Tech kid, I think.
Yeah. And Craig Watson. It was established at the Golf Club of Georgia, and it brings together the reigning U.S. and British amateur champions in advance of the Masters. So they come in, gives them an opportunity to play in the Atlanta area. Some may or may not have ever played in the Atlanta area. So in advance of going to Augusta, they take a stop by the Golf Club of Georgia, and they play a head-to-head match. And it's a great opportunity for members and non-members to come and see the future players and amateur champions play. It's most of the time the only time they play. So this year in 2018, our Georgia Cup will be hosted on Sunday, March 25th. And it will bring together Doc Redman, the United States amateur champion, and Harry Ellis, the British amateur champion.
Wow. Well, Jacqueline, this is an exciting time for everything going on there at both courses, the Golf Club of Georgia and the Horseshoe Bend Country Club, with all the renovations and upgrades with the tennis and the swimming and the golf and so forth. And you mentioned the facilities as well. Even if you're not a member, if you want to rent out a facility, you can do that.
Yes. Okay. The Golf Club of Georgia has a great banquet and event spaces, and those are available to members and non-members.
Okay. I know all this information is probably on the website. So the most important question today, where can people go to find out more?
Absolutely. We try and make it simple. Horseshoe Bend Country Club is www.horseshoebendcc.com. And the Golf Club of Georgia is www.golfclubofgeorgia.com.
Great. Jacqueline Welch, doing double duty as the general manager of both the Golf Club of Georgia and Horseshoe Bend Country Club. Keep up the great work, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. Bye, John.
Mike, Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. There's nothing left off that list, Mike.
It's all there.
It's all there. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
There's actually a lot more things that we could have shared about Digital Ignition, but you know, we only have X amount of time here.
Nice folks, too.
Pretty good
folks.
Great folks. Yes.
That take care of you.
And we love having our studio here.
We do.
Our next guest is Mike Kipnis. He's with Mass Mutual, the Piedmont Group, and he's here to talk about, among other things, insurance. But Mike, I know you can make insurance sound exciting and jump off the page at us, but welcome to the studio. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks, John, for inviting me. I'd rather talk about golf, to be honest with you. So it's a tough act to follow.
It is, but we're going to do our best. But insurance business, I know a lot of friends in the insurance business, and they say, you know, you don't ever want to talk to us until you really need us. But it's all about planning, and an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and so forth. So talk about some of the products that your company offers.
Absolutely. Mass Mutual is a 167-year-old mutual life insurance company based in Springfield, Massachusetts.
You don't look a day over 100.
Thank you. But the company itself is a mutual insurance company, meaning that it's owned by its policyholders. There are no stockholders involved. The risk management side of our business focuses on life insurance, disability income insurance, long-term care insurance, and annuities. We also have our own broker-dealer where we get involved with things like 401k plans, employee benefits, and stocks, bonds, and mutual funds.
Okay, Mike. So lots to unpack there. Talk to me about how one determines the right amount of coverage I should have for any of those products.
Thank you, John. There's no really written formula in determining the right amount of life insurance coverage. There are individuals out there that says it should be somewhere between 8 and 10 times your annual income. In today's age, you now have more families that have both the husband and wife are income earners. So you might have more coverage on one of the spouses because that spouse is bringing more income into the household. We also like to factor in any benefits that the individual has at work. If you work for a big company, you might get 1, 2, or 3 times your salary at an inexpensive or free rate. We also talk about things like paying off your debt, specifically mortgage protection and income replacement, as well as college education costs. So if you have a husband and wife with a mortgage and three or four kids, it's very easy to get over $1 million of need in the life insurance side of things.
Do you provide both whole term and whole life or whole insurance and term insurance?
Yes.
I know I messed that up. See, I'm not an expert.
Good
like
work, Mike. Let's go back to the tee box.
Whole life or term, right?
Yes. Good questions. The very broad scope of life insurance is permanent life insurance, which has some form of equity or cash value. As you said, whole life.
Right.
It's designed to be enforced for your entire life. Term life insurance, by definition, is enforced for a period of time. That's why we call it term insurance. Could be annually renewable. It could be 10 or 20 years. Different types of insurance have different jobs for the individual or business owner. So if you have a young family and you need the most risk protection or most death benefit for the lowest premium, you're going to buy as much term life insurance as you can afford. At some point, that term insurance is going to either get very expensive or you're going to outlive the coverage. Statistically, more than 90% of term life insurance policies do not result in death claims because people live too long. Life expectancy now is close to 88 for females, close to 82 for males, except for me and John Ray. And we try to provide insurance that's going to be in force at the time of need. Permanent life insurance, which has cash value in it, is more like buying a home in a nice neighborhood. You have a larger premium, which is the real stumbling block, but part of that premium is being allocated either into an investment bucket that you can decide on or a portfolio that the insurance company can decide on. So you can buy a policy that will be enforced no matter how long you live. And that could be a strategy for a business or business owner, could be a strategy for someone who wants to leave something to a church or to a nonprofit or maybe to a grandchild. Because the misnomer about life insurance is that when you get to be in your 50s or 60s and your kids are full grown and out of the house, why do you need it? And I found too many people have different reasons why they own insurance into their 50s or 60s or even 70s because they want to leave that legacy to somebody that they was not on the balance sheet 20 or 30 years before.
I'm hearing that there's a lot of options, obviously. So if somebody needs to have a conversation, they should have a conversation with their insurance agent, especially if they haven't had that conversation in a while, because life changes, things happen, and it sounds like there are a lot of options.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I'm not here or we're not here to replace your CPA or your estate attorney. I would say that anytime you have a life event, you get married, you have a child, you buy a house, you get a promotion at work, maybe you go off into your own business, that's an opportune time to talk to your financial advisor, whether it's an insurance professional or an investment professional or your CPA. I try to meet with my clients at least once a year. Sometimes it's more social than professional, but even changing your beneficiary. I've got clients that sadly have an ex-wife as a beneficiary of a policy just because they never got around to changing a beneficiary on a policy that they had through work. So, at least once a year with your financial advisor, Mike, and I work closely with the CPA and the attorneys involved in other financial decisions. I've been doing this for over 34 years, so I think I know what I'm talking about.
That's not good for your life expectancy, having your ex-wife as your beneficiary, is it?
Not a good idea.
And Mike, so the average age span for a man now is, what, 82 years of age, except for you and John. Which side of the formula are you guys on, before or after 82?
I think we're on the backside of nowhere, but anyway.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, but no, let's talk about that event that nobody thinks will happen to them, disability, but it happens, right? So when should someone look at long-term disability coverage?
It's a great question. Statistically, an individual is 8 times more likely to be disabled than dying before age 65, whether that person's 25, 30, 35, or 40. You're more likely to be disabled than getting into a car wreck or having your house burnt down. But it's a very delicate topic, John, because as sad as it is, people would more likely envision themselves dead than sick or hurt. And you ride up and down Georgia 400, I think we're over 1,400 Georgia fatalities year to date on the roads. And that was probably before the snowstorm. But people do get sick or hurt. And we're not talking about somebody getting pregnant and having a complication due to pregnancy. We have claims that are back and neck related. I was dumb enough to try and hang my Christmas lights Sunday on the roof, and there was snow on the roof, and I fell on my, you know what? I'm still here, Mike, and I'm not disabled, but people do get sick or hurt. If you work for a big company, you might get group disability insurance, but you may not realize that it limits the coverage. It only covers a percentage of your salary. It typically doesn't cover your bonus or commission structure. So those are people that may not know that they're underinsured, but they need someone to review their employee benefits. And certainly someone who's in business for themselves is not going to get benefits for disability income. It's not health insurance. It's designed to replace income if you are sick or hurt. And those good contracts with AA plus rated insurance companies are not easy to get. So they require underwriting, not only medical underwriting, but financial underwriting.
A cheery thought after talking about disability is long-term care planning. So planning for the golden years. So when should that occur?
Well, back to my earlier statistic of the life expectancy of most individuals is now into their 80s. If you took a couple who are both generally healthy at age 65, there's a greater than 50% chance one of those spouses is going to live to age 90. And a lot of people now are getting towards the retirement years, and they're realizing that if they live too long, they may actually run out of money. And that doesn't mean that you didn't save money through your company retirement plan or your 401k plan, and or you have a lot squirreled away from other savings or investments. But if one spouse lives till age 90, there's a pretty good chance that that person might need either home health care, assisted living care, or full-blown nursing home care. This can be very expensive. In Metro Atlanta, it's somewhere between $6,000 and $7,000 a month. And the way that you might be able to hedge against living too long is to have some sort of financial vehicle that either is a traditional long-term care insurance plan or a hybrid policy that marries up a savings component, an annuity component, or a life insurance component with a long-term care contract. And it's a lot more sophisticated than just risk management. I would say, John, to your question, once you get to be in your mid to late 40s and early to mid 50s, you should take a look at your whole balance sheet and do some analysis as to whether you have enough assets to be quote unquote self-insured, or talk to someone about some of these specific plans that might be a hedge against living too long. Because it's one thing to be an emotional burden to your adult children. It's another thing to be a financial burden. And I love Social Security. I love all the financial support our government gives us, but Social Security and Medicaid is not a long-term care plan.
Well, we're hoping everybody out there lives a long, healthy life so they can retire and then play golf at Horseshoe Bend or the Golf Club of Georgia, of course, but it's always good to have that insurance just in case. Most important question for you, Mike, just like with Jacqueline, for those that would like to find out more about your products and maybe have a conversation with you, what should they do?
If you want to reach out to me directly, my email is mkipnis@financialguide.com. I can be reached at 770-551-3450, and our website is www.thepiedmontgroup.com. And I appreciate your time, Mike. And John, thanks for inviting me.
Great. Mike Kipnis joining us here on Business Radio X with Mass Mutual and the Piedmont Group. Before we go on to our third guest, I want to let you know about Proactive Payroll. If you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with all administrative tasks in your business, Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to grow your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefits, and worker comp reporting, and more. We use them here at Business Radio X. They don't just process payroll. They build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or call them at 404-410-0031. All right. After you've gotten your life insurance or your disability insurance and you've played a round of golf, then you want to have a, you know, sit back, relax, have a nice brew, right?
Have a cold, frosty one.
And no better place than to go to Roswell in a place called the Tap and Six. And joining us now is the owner, David Craig. And David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I'm here to help.
Well, let's start right now. Tell us all about Tap and Six.
So Tap and Six is a craft beer house. We opened a week ago in Roswell, Georgia. We're on 23 Oak Street, same shopping center where the Oak Street Cafe was. We're a unique venture in that we are a place where you can come in and drink beer on site, and it's all craft beer, and you can come in and take it home. And we worked over a year with the Roswell City Council to get a new law passed so that we could open this business. And we've got 40 beers on tap, got about 200 beers that you can reach in and drink out of a bottle. So over 250 beers on, you know, that are available for our guests.
You classify yourself as a tap house brewery. How does that compare? What's the difference between that and, say, a bar or just a regular brewery?
We classify ourselves as a tap house. We don't brew our own beer. And so there's over 8,000 breweries in the U.S. today. And our goal is to kind of curate the best ones that are out there and make them available. And so we are constantly rotating our selection and bringing in what's current and new and giving people some choice. We're carrying local breweries. We've got Gate City and Abbey of the Holy Goats and some of the other local breweries, but we're also bringing in beer from Colorado and San Diego and Belgium and Germany.
And you mentioned, David, you had to pass a law there in Roswell to this going. That intrigues me. What happened there?
So prior to this law being passed, we could open a bar, essentially a beer bar, and you could drink on site. Or you could go in and buy beer and take it home, but you couldn't do both. And our concept was to create something that was similar to a Starbucks for craft beer, where you could go in and hang out, do work during the day. And instead of drinking coffee, you'd maybe trying a craft beer out or a glass of wine. We have craft sodas, but and we have food. And so the idea was to get something in place where you could drink there or bring it home. And so we worked with Roswell Inc. and Steve Stroud and Deborah Ewing, who are a big part of Roswell Inc. And the city council in Roswell to craft a new law that they're calling the craft beer and wine market ordinance. And so we fit nicely right into that new law. And we're the only business of our kind in the Atlanta area.
Mike, that probably made David want to drink is having to get that through the city council.
I like the whole Starbucks reference where people are there working. And I'm thinking by the time 3-4 o'clock rolls around, the production is probably not quite what it was maybe at 10 or 11 in the morning.
That's right.
It's interesting. You do get a few people coming in. That's what they're looking for. So,
yeah. So talk a little bit more about the ambiance. I mean, what can people expect when they walk in the door?
It's a really cool environment. One of the things that we've gotten the most comments on are the design of it. It's well-lit. We have seating areas, couches and seating areas, community tables. I think, a little bit more, it's a different environment than you might typically see in a beer bar and a little more upscale. But it does feel like you're walking into a coffee house, and it's got a lot of room and space to kind of hang out with your friends or come in by yourself and spend some time.
Now, why Roswell? Because you obviously had to go through a lot of work to get this business open in Roswell. So what makes Roswell so attractive, particularly the Roswell Collective neighborhood?
Right. And so a couple of things, really. Roswell's an area that where beer is becoming more and more of a kind of a destination. So with Gate City and Variant Brewery, From the Earth Brewery just recently opened up. It's an area that's actually drawing the beer community. And if anybody's been to Asheville, North Carolina, there's probably a 10 square block area where there's numerous breweries. And I think that's where Roswell is headed as well. I've lived in the Roswell area for 20 years and felt like they had the right kind of business and government set up for us to be able to do this. And we wanted to give it a try here before expanding out and opening into Alpharetta and other areas. And then the Roswell Collective area is a very creative kind of space. It's an area where Roswell and downtown historic Roswell is growing. So over the next couple of years, you'll see a lot of expansion in that neighborhood. And we felt like that was a good place to be as the building continues in that area.
We're talking with David Craig with Tap and Six here on North Fulton Business Radio. What is this Fix-A-Six six-pack that I'm hearing about, David?
Right. So the idea is that you can come in and be creative with your choices. And so we've got, like I said, 200 beers and a reach-in cooler. And you can actually identify the ones you want, create your own six pack and take it home. A lot of people come in, take one out, try it there, see if they like it, and then they'll create their own. So we're trying to encourage people to explore a little bit with their beer and try new things and maybe try some things that you wouldn't find at your local grocery store.
You can't go and separate the six packs, take a two of these and one of these and right. another one of these.
Exactly. Exactly. And most of the things that we're offering up or most of the selections that we're offering up are unique, limited release types of beers.
Now, how long has Tap and Six been around again?
We've been around for 1 week.
Okay. Yeah, Brand new.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's got to be scary to go. What was the moment? What made you decide this is what I want to do?
Well, you know, I've been in business in the technology and education business for a number of years.
And that made you just want to drink.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of things. No, but, this is something that I've always wanted to do. And I'm in business with my son and then my girlfriend, Holly, my son, Ethan. Ethan is our general manager. He has a depth of beer knowledge that after he graduated college, he went overseas and spent time doing the hostel thing for months and on end in Europe and really came back with a love for beer. And he's taken that to the next step. But for me, it was doing something with them that would be fun. And so many times people go to work and come home at the end of the day and say, I really don't like what I do. We love what we do. And we're really excited about getting this going.
Now, for those business owners out there, you know, that are thinking about opening a business or, you know, what have you, talk about maybe some lessons you've learned in getting here to the opening where you've cut the ribbon.
Well, I would probably say the same thing that everybody else would say. It took a little longer than we thought and it cost a lot more money than I thought. But, the regulatory process for us, I never thought I would say as a kid that I'm proud to be wastewater certified, but I am wastewater certified and I'm kidding. But there are a lot of things that we had to go through that were hoops that we had to jump through that we weren't, expecting initially. But it's kind of like the running the marathon, right? You set a goal at the beginning, you build a business plan, and then realize that business plan is going to adjust and change as you go. And we stuck with it. And getting to opening day was such a great win for us. And we're so excited to be there. And we've gotten such a great response from the people who have come in so far. We've had some really good crowds and hoping that, given where we are location-wise, being able to talk to you guys about this today is really important for us, getting word of mouth out and having people come in and check us out.
Yeah, we need to know where to find Mike when he turns up missing next week. So we'll know where to call.
Well, we'll go ahead and let people know where they can find me. Again, Tap and Six, brand new tap house in Roswell. Again, give us your location.
Yeah, we're 23 Oak Street in the Roswell Collective neighborhood right off of Canton Street, near Canton Street. And you can look us up at tapand6.com.
Tap and Six, and that's all spelt out.
That is spelled out.
Tapand6.com. With David, I know it's an exciting time for you and scary, I'm sure, as well as all us business owners can attest to.
Absolutely.
But congratulations. And we hope to have you maybe back a year from now. You could share some success stories.
I would love to do that. And I hope you guys will come in.
Absolutely. We'll be there.
Absolutely.
All right. David Craig from Tap and Six here on North Fulton Business Radio. I want to thank him for his time. Also want to thank Mike Kipnis with Mass Mutual and the Piedmont Group and Jacqueline Welch with the Golf Club of Georgia and Horseshoe Bend Country Club. And sharing all the great renovations and good stuff going on there here on our show. A reminder, you can listen to this program anytime, 24/7, by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that good stuff. Follow us. This show and all our others are available on iTunes. Please subscribe to
yes.
iTunes.
Yes, please.
And
rate us.
And rate us. That always helps.
Rate us highly. Yeah.
Even helps even better.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So again, thank you to the businesses for joining us. Thanks to Trey, our producer, behind the scenes, getting us on the air. Any parting words, John?
Let's go to Tap and Six.
Let's go play some golf. Hopefully not get hurt so we don't need any products from Mass Mutual, but we know where to go if
That's
we
right.
need them. And then get us a nice brew afterwards.
We can pick our six pack and head over to the golf course, right?
I tried doing that at Kroger once and they threw me out.
That would help my golf swing.
There's robots that can help you with the golf swing. I found that out today.
That robot, I would test that robot's patience.
Can anything
tell you
help
that.
Me with my... Yeah.
Even a robot, I would test its patience.
You know what my handicap is? My entire golf game. Can the robot teach a backswing in tennis? Can it help me with my backstroke?
I'm not sure there's a tennis robot. No. I'd have to check on that.
Can we look on that?
Robo Golf Pro can teach you the backswing of a golf swing, though.
Yeah. I need a tennis one. Mm. Oh, well. We'll talk after the show. If we got another $70 million, maybe we can build a robot.
You know, two or three beers from Tappan Six will help your backswing. I can tell you
Sounds
that.
Sounds like I've already had one, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right. So you'll be
All
good.
Right. Again, and thank you to our listeners out there. We'll be back next time right here on Business Radio X.